Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get leaner, more muscular, healthier, faster on a 100% vegan diet. Today is January 8th, 2015. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Got a really quick tip for you. This is if you love ice cream. I mean, if you love to binge eat sweets, I've got something for you. This is one of my favorite discoveries that I've ever made, and it was with the Vitamix. When I got the Vitamix, it comes with this amazing, when you get a Vitamix these days, it comes with an amazing recipe book. And I looked in the back, and they had it was a mango sorbet recipe, and it consisted of frozen chunks of mango, and this is before I was vegan, and so they said, you know, put some milk in it and some sweetener, and so I poured some agave and some milk, and I made it, and it whipped up into this creamy, delicious mango sorbet. Since becoming vegan, I've been able to use that same recipe, just swapping out the milk with almond milk, and it's just as delicious. Well, that's amazing, but that's not the best one. What I've been doing lately has been freezing bananas, and you get the ripest bananas that you possibly can. So when they're nice and spotty, you peel them all, you throw them in plastic bags, and you put them in the freezer. And then the next day when they're completely frozen, now it takes a good full 24 hours for them to fully freeze, like completely hard to the core, so they can't be soft in any way. You put them in the blender. And I will stick about six or so in there. You need at least four to make a decent amount. But I put in about five or six. And then what you do is you put in a splash of unsweetened almond milk. Now, this is really key. It's just a splash. So maybe like an ounce or 2 ounces tops. That's it. Not enough to really fill up anything. So about just an ounce and a half, an ounce of almond milk, unsweetened. And then you turn the blender on high. Now, put the cover on without that plastic cap, and you turn it on high, and you just, with the tamper, you slam it down into the blades, and you just keep punching the tamper down, pushing the bananas into the blades, and it'll feel and sound like your Vitamix blender is about to break, but it's not. It's going to do just fine. And when you do that, you get to the point where you can feel it. It will stop resisting against you. It'll make a lot of funny sounds, and it'll suddenly just turn into the most amazing ice cream you've ever had. It'll have the same texture, it'll have the same look and feel, and it is so delicious. And the best part about it is you can have as much as you want. It's so hard. I mean, I don't know anybody who's been able to get fat on that. I just had about 15 bananas worth of banana ice cream today. It is amazing. And you can use that as your basis. You can put protein powder in it if you want. You can put blueberries or fruits or whatever you want to do. It's just an amazing way to enjoy a delicious, nutritious fruit. I love to use it as especially on muscle building days when I'm eating a whole lot of fruit in addition to a whole lot of greens and just a whole lot of everything, right? I love using that as my morning breakfast. It is my favorite thing. It's what I look forward to. I'll get up in the morning, I'll throw about five or six bananas in the Vitamix, turn that on, make my banana ice cream. I'll probably throw a scoop of protein powder in there, like a scoop of vanilla protein powder, and just eat that. It is such an awesome way to start the morning. You know, the only downside to it, it's just the pain in the butt of peeling the bananas. But I've got a little system around that, and I'm more than happy to share it with you. Is when I go to the store, my local store here in Texas, we have these stores called HEBs, and they're great. They sell produce at a really reasonable rate, and they've got an unbeatable price for bananas. It's about 48 cents a pound. However, if you get the cases, it drops down to like less than 40 cents a pound. It's an amazing deal. So I'll get an entire 45-pound case of bananas. And of course, we're not going to eat all of them before they go completely ripe. So we end up usually eating about half of the box of bananas in our everyday eating. And then after about a week, not even that long, in probably about 5 days, all the bananas that we haven't eaten yet get really, really ripe. And so we end up just peeling those. So we'll have about easily enough bananas to fill about 3.5 to 4 big freezer bags full of bananas. And then we go to the store, we buy another case. And so by the time the next batch of bananas get super ripe, I've eaten all of the frozen bananas in the freezer. So it goes in an ongoing cycle. So it's a cheap way to get some really good carbohydrates that are just perfect for muscle building days, and in an incredibly delicious way to satisfy your carbohydrate and a lot of your vitamin and mineral needs through just eating a lot of bananas, but in the most delicious way possible. A lot of people that are going through the muscle building and the fat loss process, they have a hard time with it sometimes, because sometimes they feel like they're just restricting so much and they're trying to eat as clean as they possibly can, but they're just dying inside because they feel like they can't have all their favorite sweets. Well, I'm telling you, ever since I started doing this recipe, it has satisfied all of my cravings, because it tastes so good. When I just do the bananas with the almond milk, not even doing the protein, I don't really love the way protein powder tastes in the bananas. So I'll just throw it in there together because I'm kind of lazy. But when I really want to enjoy the flavor, I'll just have the banana ice cream all by itself, and then I'll drink my protein shake outside if I'm trying to get extra protein in that day. It's that good. It's that good, and it can be like the base for a lot of your – it'll be one of those things that will – completely eliminate your dessert cravings if you eat enough of it. And on muscle building days, you don't even have to feel guilty about that, because 15 bananas is like nothing to anybody who's building muscle on a vegan diet. So anyway, I hope you can make use of that. Let me know what your thoughts are. Let me know what you like about it. Take a picture of yourself making your banana ice cream. If you've got any questions, please feel free to go to veganbodyrevolution.com, click on the Facebook social media icon, and message the Facebook group. The Facebook fan page. Message it. Yeah, hit that message button. Using a mobile device, you can leave me a voicemail, and I'd love to have you on the show by featuring your voicemail recording. Just say hi, state your name and where you're from, and then ask your question. I'll be happy to put your recording on the show and answer your question as well. So that's all I got for you. Oh, big news. We officially have our location and our venue, and our date for a Metabolic Mastery Intensive, which is coming up in, pretty soon, in about 7 weeks, here in Austin, Texas. It's going to be on February 28th at the Natural Epicurean Culinary School. That's right, the Culinary Academy. I couldn't have picked a better venue for teaching you the best ways to raise your metabolism using nothing more than the foods that you purchase at the grocery store. Can you imagine that? Yep, and we're going to be right there in one of the greatest training academies for all culinary arts, vegan culinary arts, right there in Austin, Texas. How cool is that? So that's going to be a whole lot of fun. I'm going to be opening the doors to registration as early as this weekend, so be ready. Be ready. And, also on Sunday, I've got a very special thing that I'm doing. I'm going to be doing my very first live video Google Hangout. Now, this is unlike the other Hangouts that I've done, which have been in broadcast format. This one is a live video Hangout where everybody who's in it has also got their cameras on as well. And I think there's a limit of 9 or 10 total people that's on it. I'm going to be talking about getting shredded. I'm going to share with you some of my favorite secrets for how to get shredded easily and conveniently. So if that's your goal this year, you definitely want to be one of those 9 people. And I want to help you answer any questions you have, help coach you based on where you are and where you want to go. And if you want to participate in that, all you got to do is go over to our Facebook fan page, go to veganbodyrevolution.com, click on the social media icon, and you will see in the events section, you click on the event, and it's got the details and the link right there. So what you do, it's going to be the 11 o'clock Central Time, 11 o'clock Central Time on Sunday. Right there at 11 o'clock, you want to be the first person to click that link, which puts you right in to the Google Hangout. So make sure you test your video camera and your microphone, your audio and all that stuff. Make sure you get all that straightened out beforehand, so that way we can interact and have a real conversation. I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Again, first time that I've ever done it. I think it's going to be awesome. So let's have a good time. Let's talk about getting shredded and helping you achieve the body that you want. So that's it. Listen, folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. This is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.